Shanti. In this world drama wheel picture, and also one model is prepared to understand the significance of a world drama wheel and the knowledge given by Supreme Soul, incorporeal Godfather Shiva. In this picture of world drama wheel, there are three types of knowledge are given. First one is, what is the history of the universe? Second one, what is the geography of the universe? And third one is, what is the astronomy of the universe? So, for history and geography, our university have designed 7 days discourses. So during that courses, it is very easily we can understand. But here, through this model, I am here to explain you that what is the history of this, what is the astronomy of the universe. So now, we say that this human corporeal world has three specialties. First one is light. The light leaping in between is symbolizing sun. So we say because there is light, that's why this world is visible. Second speciality is sound. So because there is sound, that's why this world is audible. And third one is the motion. So because there is motion, that's why this world is changeable. Every moment it is changing. So again, there are, it is focused. This model is specially focused on motion. Because motion is directly related to astronomy. So there are three types of motion shown in the picture for soul, and in the model three types of motion shown for earth. So I shall tell about the three types of motion for earth. First type of motion is earth is rotating in its own axis, and it takes 24 hours to take one rotation. And that is why day and night happens. Second type of motion is, Earth is not rotating in one position, but simultaneously it is moving forward and taking a round of sun. That is one revolution of sun within 365 days. So these two types of motions are very well known. But there is also a third type of motion. This motion, human soul cannot know unless and until Supreme Soul, Godfather Shiva, reveals this mystery. So to understand this third type of motion, first of all, we should understand that when Earth completes one cyclic year of 365 days. So this yearly cycle cannot be called as the complete cycle of the sun. Why? Because sun is 1,000 times bigger in the size than the earth, and earth is a very tiny point before the sun. So when earth completes one cyclic year, so this is as good as to complete one circumference only, because spherical surface area of sun is too big. So naturally it is not covering the whole spherical surface area of the sun by one yearly cycle. So this is thus, this is only the partly cycle. So how the complete cycle will all happen? So we see this orbit, this is also shifting, this is also moving. So this is the third type of motion. So again you see this orbit looks round from here. If we look it from the front side, the same cyclic motion, you will feel as one line, you will feel as it is a reciprocal motion. That means earth is moving from here to there and again there to here. So it will, you will feel just this same cycle as one line only. For an example, when we take meal, the plate looks round. After finishing the meal, when you wash the plate and keep it on the stand vertically on the rack, how that round plate will be looked from the front? Looked as one straight line only. Similarly, in this illustration of world drama wheel, two lines are drawn, one vertical, other is horizontal. You see, the same orbit of line, it just became vertical. But since motion is the law of the universe, so it cannot be stable anywhere. So that is why it will be continuously moving, and the same line of orbit will become horizontal. But it takes 1250 years of too long time to become horizontal from vertical. What does it mean? It means that Earth takes 1250 years to complete the 90 degree of sun. That is quarter cycle of sun. So just you can imagine, so when it covers only quarter cycle within 1250 years, so how much time it will take to complete 360 degree of full cycle? Definitely multiplied by 4, that means 5000 years. So within 5000 years, Earth complete one complete cycle of sun. So this is the biggest cycle, and this is called the cycle of Kalpa. Now we knew the mystery of these two lines. This is the same representation of the orbit line which you look from the front side. Some other lines are also drawn like this. So what are these lines? So to understand this, we know that Earth rotates anti-clockwise, and that is why sun seems to be rising from east. And since this Earth rotates anti-clockwise, this revolution of the orbit, this also will be naturally anti-clockwise. For an example, if you take your vehicle forward, it will move forward. If you take it reverse, naturally it will cover the reverse, come into the reverse direction. Similarly, so these two motions are anti-clockwise, but this motion of Kalpa is clockwise. Actually, this is the direction of North Pole. Now, this is the North Pole.
here below it is south
when
pole.
This north pole, which when it enters in this upward direction, Iron Age starts. After 1250 years, when the same north pole will enter into this direction, Golden Age will start. And again after 1250 years, when the same north pole will be in this downward direction, then Silver Age will start. And again after 1250 years, the same north pole, when it enters in this direction, Copper Age will start. But when north pole enters in this direction, a very big miracle happens.
What are those miracles?
We know that before entering this north pole in this golden age, this small period, it has to cross to this small period, which is called confluence age, that end of the Iron Age and the foremost period of golden age. So this is the juncture period of two era, and this is called confluence age. And in this confluence age, incorporeal Supreme Soul, Godfather Shiva, incarnates on the land. And now this period is running. And now Supreme Soul, Godfather Shiva has already incarnated. And through his corporeal medium, Brahma Baba, he is revealing this mystery of this universe. So, here, the big miracle Shiva Baba does, that he teaches us spiritual knowledge and Raj Yoga, and by practicing this knowledge and Raj Yoga in our life, our soul becomes pure. This is the biggest miracle. But simultaneously, our earth also gets big changes. What are those changes? Our earth gets changed by three means. First one is natural calamities. Second one is civil war. And third one is atomic war. In the forthcoming very changes through this atomic war, during that process, the whole land of five continents will come together by that explosion of bombs, and it will become one piece of land. So when it becomes one piece of land, at that time, that land is aligned just in between the globe. That means just in the center point. That means between the north and south, and also between the equator. That means just in the womb of the earth. Why it happens? Because at present, the gravitation pull is too much now. Because the maximum lands are scattered over the globe, and inside, as much as it is required, that much land is not there in the womb. And of course, still some soil is there, and also water is there. So the maximum gravitation pull is here at
so,
present. In golden age, when it enters, so with the reference to the equator, our land and water of globe is equally distributed. So that is why our earth gets balanced. And we know now it is 23.5 degree tilted. So when it gets balanced, then our earth becomes straight, the pole becomes straight, because it is balanced. So when it becomes balanced, then other so many changes also happen. Then we saw the whole, all the lands become one piece of land. Then the center point of gravity of our earth, it becomes still, that means steady. The center point of gravity of sun is already steady. So, in golden age and silver age, the distance between sun and earth, it maintains the equal distance throughout the year. That is whole 12 months. So that is why this orbit becomes full circular, cyclic, circle, round. Because here in Copper Age it was elliptical. So now here when it enters, this orbit becomes full circle. So that is why whole the year it is spring season. No other seasons like winter, summer, rainy. No, only spring season it is throughout the year. And other changes, what will be there? When pole is straight, so the on both the pole no ice cluster and also no land, no soil and no ice, because all the ice clusters have been melted during that explosion period of changes, great changes. So now what happens? When all the ice have melted and it might have reached to its maximum level. So now the second change, what the next change will be, when our earth gets balanced, the rotation of the moon around the earth will be setting in the such way that every night in the golden age and silver age, it will be full moon. No moon, black moon is not there. So that is why these great changes occur. So now we saw in this part of this world drama wheel, this is positive cycle, we call it heaven, paradise. So now again the same North Pole, when it moves and enters into this direction of Copper Age, so this is the negative cycle. So what happens? Here in that negative cycle, impurity mixes towards the soul. That means lust, greed, attachment, anger, etc. So for an example, if you take a pitcher of nectar and even a single drop of a poison is dropped in that pitcher, what will happen? We know the whole nectar turns into the poison. And another example, if a full pot of a milk is there, even a single drop of a lemon, it is dropped, what will happen? Whole milk is spoiled, isn't it? So like that, during that half kalpa, that means 2500 years of this period of heaven, our nature is very pure. So even when it enters here, even a little percentage of impurity, the pure nature cannot tolerate. So here, when it enters, North Pole enters here, a very big upheaval, a very big earthquake happens here. So during that earthquake, again there will be great change. What change will be there? During this period of 2500 years, in the womb of earth, the heat and gas, it continues to develop since the beginning. Until the end of 2500 years, the pressure of the gas, it becomes very tremendous. So, but it cannot come out because the whole land is one piece and it is very thick, so it resists to come out. But when earthquake happens here, that pressure of gas finds the way to come out. So, and it comes out with a very, very tremendous pressure. So with that pressure, what happens? With that pressure of gas finds the way to come out. And it comes out with a very, very tremendous pressure and it bursts the whole land. And whole the land of our, this land is burst and it scatters over the globe. And all five continents comes into existence here. And simultaneously what happens? The heat in the form of volcano, it also comes out with the gas. And due to that volcano, very, very big mountain ranges comes into existence here. Just like Himalaya, Aravalli, Vindhyachal and so on. And due to that, our earth gets imbalanced because it, and the very interesting fact is, if you see now towards the globe, you will find our most of the countries of the globe are towards the North Pole, that is above the equator. And most of the our mountain ranges are also towards the North Pole. So our earth gets imbalanced, and that is why our globe gets 23.5 degrees, it is tilted here in the copper age. So now when it is get tilted, simultaneously when the whole the five continents, the land of five continents are scattered, the center point of gravity of globe is disturbed. That is why the distance between sun and earth, it cannot maintain the equal distance throughout the year. So instead of cyclic, it becomes elliptical. This orbit becomes elliptical here. That is why different seasons, like summer, winter, rainy season, these different seasons occur, it starts here. And from here to and till the end of Iron Age, time to time and the place to place, volcano eruption and earthquake, it goes on continuing, it continues to happen. Because this is negative cycle, the period of hell. But again, when the same North Pole, again it turns and comes, enters into this direction, we saw here, due to the internal explosion, all the lands were scattered. Now again, when it comes here, again the scattered land has to be collected. But how it is possible?
For this,
it needs the external force. So where from that external force will come? So that, due to that external force, according to drama plan, our scientists have invented atom bomb, hydrogen bomb, nitrogen bomb, nuclear bomb, etc. But in not one and two pieces, but in millions and millions. So just you can imagine, just in the forthcoming destruction period, what will happen when all those bombs will be exploded. So during that explosion of bombs, again, that external force will push all the lands, and all the lands of five continents will again come together and again will become one piece of land, and again it will be aligned just in between the globe, and again our earth will be get balanced, and again golden age will come. So thus in every 5,000 years the history, the geography and the astronomy repeats identically. Om Shanti.